Hello and welcome. I would like you to take a moment to get comfortable and take care of any potential distractions that may occur before settling down to listen to this file. This session is all about rubber latex and giving you the experience of having a second skin. I have many thoughts on latex, rubber, and hypnosis. I hope this session captures your attention and imagination. I will give you a minute to get comfortable and relaxed. And remember, do not listen to any hypnosis session, including this one, while driving or operating machinery of any kind. I'm going to tell you a little bit about my purpose and intention for recording this session. And then, in a little while, I will count you down. And when I do so, you don't have to go immediately into trance. All that I will expect of you is to slow your breathing by the time I get to 10. You will notice as you listen to this recording that I use the term rubber and I use the term latex quite interchangeably. Although for some of you, I know rubber is a very exciting word, while others respond stronger to latex. Having a fetish for latex rubber, like I do, means that you probably like the smell, adore the shiny look, and are attracted to the touch and the transformative aspect of rubber. I love how it encases me and others. I love how it feels like a second skin. I love how touch and all tactile sensations are magnified when I'm wearing it. It heightens all the sensations. It heightens all of my senses. I have a feeling of being at home and at ease when I wear it. Now, it's not always a sexual thing, but many times it is. As soon as I get myself in to a rubber item of clothing or entire outfit, a sort of hum goes throughout my entire body. I find it soothing. I find it makes me want to go deeper. One. Two. Three, four, five, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. The idea of being completely controlled by a fetish for latex and addicted to a fetish for hypnosis is a very intense fantasy to have. In this fantasy, the hypnotist may be quietly and forcefully making these fantasies a reality, an actuality. The fetish for latex rubber is heightened when you wear it, and your submissive nature increases whenever you wear it. If you see a dominant or a woman in latex or rubber, you begin to feel like submitting and obeying her. When you see a woman in latex or rubber, you may feel like submitting to and obeying her. The idea of the material itself becomes a trigger for trance, and this is a very powerful trigger. Through all of your experiences, it will affect you greatly when you wear rubber or latex. You will find that you fall into trance so much deeper and even more effectively than without. In fact, you might never trance or touch yourself without being in rubber somehow, even if that means rubber gloves, latex exam gloves. This fact alone should illustrate to you that you have developed a thing for rubber, a fetish for latex, increasing over time, growing stronger in conjunction with hypnosis, conspiring to affect you more than you sometimes care to admit to yourself. You may once have been wary of the whole idea and less accepting of falling headfirst into your desires, but somewhere along the way, things changed for you and you came to accept what you want, and now you seek it out more and more. There is an aspect of objectification to being encased in rubber. You may become a doll, a rubber slave, a rubber toy, a rubber sissy. Whatever is programmed into you, and the trance combined with the latex push those messages deeper into your mind. You may never have been interested in serving another male or cross-dressing. You may identify as a straight male. However, as your fantasies developed, the idea of being feminized or dollified in rubber became of interest, a curiosity, and in a way, when you wear rubber or latex now, you can be both sexes in one. That is the fluid power of having a second skin. It can allow you the experience of shape-shifting into anything, and some people who wear rubber frequently feel transformed into something entirely inhuman while wearing it. You could see yourself easily sitting in a cat suit, completely zipped up and encased, and just sitting in front of your computer for hours and hours, looking at images, reading stories about trance, or chatting with other hypnofetishists. Under the right circumstances, your mind just turns blank, and you crave trance so badly. Could easily see yourself as a beautiful plastic shell, empty on the inside, ready for programming a powerful fantasy within you, your will removed, and obedience to a rubber mistress becomes your only desire and deepest wish. You won't always need to orgasm while in trance. You will find deep pleasure just running your fingers or nails over your rubber-covered body and sensitive areas like your hips and your nipples, even your genitals, or perhaps being plugged and gently rocking while listening is more to your liking. It changes. You may actually experience orgasm through nipple stimulation alone while wearing rubber and in a particularly deep trance. It would be amazing. You can get very close to that sometimes, and maybe only achieve it once, or maybe frequently. You love the idea of having your erogenous zones be more than just your genitals, of being able to achieve full-blown orgasm through nipples or anal stimulation alone. Even stimulating your prostate, it is all possible. been waiting to listen to me hypnotize you with the idea of latex rubber as a fetish, as a powerful trigger. You like the free form aspect of my style and the fact that I'm always enjoying myself. I always seem to be having as much fun as you in these sessions. Knowing how much I enjoy latex, wearing it and seeing it on others, means that I will be able to relate more closely to someone like you who also has a fetish for it. Perhaps you've been waiting a long time, and maybe you've seen photos and pictures of me in latex recently. Maybe looking at your rubber mistress in a clear latex outfit, so tight, conforming, a clear see-through second skin, encapsulating everything, and seeing my body through the rubber. Perhaps those pictures made you a little lightheaded and floaty. Did it make you want to look into my eyes and see the shine reflected back and forth? Did it make you realize that you were in latex when you saw it reflected in my eyes? Did you realize you were encased in latex when you looked into my eyes and saw the shine reflected? Did you begin to feel the rubber on your own body? Can you feel it transform you? You know that every time you listen to this, the suggestion will become stronger every time it's played and listened to. Do you know that that is a form of anchoring, a key and pivotal part of hypnosis, which is also such a turn-on for you? You've heard that some files slip in new fetishes, and that people have woken up with a whole newfound fetish or appreciation for something, like shiny bodies. This could happen to you. You could have a new fetish, and that the idea of that could really get you off. Now, lots of files like this can end with an orgasm trigger. Many of them seem to. But not everyone can orgasm on command alone. And some people can find that a little frustrating. However, if your hypno hypnomistress, your hypnodom, were to get you in rubber and keep you in it long enough that you started to get a little wet, damp, warm, and slick between the latex and your own skin, then you could clench and slowly rock, grind a little, gyrate and thrust gently without using your hands. If you were beginning to become aroused, you'd quickly see that small little movements are beginning to feel like strokes licking at your erogenous and sensitive body parts, and that, guided along with my voice and encouraging you to do so, that repetitive clenching and releasing and gentle, tiny, almost imperceptible thrusting in the latex against the rubber, that was actually starting to stroke you while you realize what the big deal is, what the fuss is all about, and that if you were turned on, horny, or deprived enough, that you absolutely could get yourself off this way. You could reach a climax if you listened and played along long enough. It really gets you, doesn't it? What if you get to come from listening? Will you feel owned? Will you come back for more, whether it happens or not? Will you feel your devotion deepening, your obedience instilled? Does the idea of being a programmed, mind-fucked, rubber-coated, latex-encased, brainwashed, enslaved, addicted, control, obedient, pleasure slave, get you going, becoming my living sex toy, even if kept in chastity for long periods of time? Does this arouse you? I wonder if listening to this, accepting my suggestions, if that could keep you from touching yourself long enough so that you could get a build up, enough of a build up to come on command. From words alone. I don't know if this is possible for you, but if you've done it many times, I do know that thinking about it while you stroke is a good start. You appreciate these trances are, and you approach them when you're already feeling aroused and wanting to get to that submissive place in your mind where nothing is insurmountable, where anything is possible, where you're looking for a fantasy to pull you right out of reality, to take you into a wonderful, safe, warm, slick black hole that is you, completely encased in latex, breathing deeply, smelling the rubber, hearing the sound of rubber against rubber as my rubber-clad fingertips descend upon you, rain softly down on you, and skip across your second skin, air pockets, and slick wet little pools of sweat and pre-cum gathering between you and the suit of latex. You are so shiny, and you see what I'm doing in your mind's eye. You see that I'm also completely encased in latex, smoky clear. You can see my body in front of you. You can see and hear as I pick up a bottle and squeeze out some of the silicone shine polish. And I begin with a small amount in the palm of my latex-clad hands. I begin at my collarbone, at my neck, to rub it in, cover my neck and my arms. You see my fingers and hands sliding over all of the curves of my body. And if you thought I was shiny before, I'm positively gleaming now. It's so hypnotic, reflecting light, reflecting shine back at you, dazzling you with beautiful, glossy texture, smooth curves rocking over you. I've got you pinned and I'm looking down at you. And you're absolutely entranced, watching my hands caress myself, shining up as I go. You see me again reach for the bottle of polish and squirt a bit more out into the palm of my cupped hand. You know that I've done shining up myself, and you hope that this is for you now. And you're right. You're right about that. I begin at your shoulders, pushing you back down. It makes you melt. Feeling me stroking up and down your arm. And you feel it in other places in your body. The sensations are coming fast, rapidly, blending and blurring into each other. You may even enjoy the experience of synesthesia as senses blur and confuse with one another, that's when you feel me massaging gently over your chest, ribs, and up and down, over your nipples, so much more sensitive now. You look down and you see yourself beginning to become so shiny, so glossy, so wet looking on the outside. The outside, the inside is beginning to match the outside. The inside is beginning to match the outside, is beginning to match the inside, is beginning to match the outside. Is beginning to match. My hands continue down, lower over your hips, scooping, sliding around, and cupping your buttocks and lower back, pulling you to me. You feel connected, and we are one creature now, one slowly writhing being. You feel so joined to me. Our eyes are locked and they do not stray. You want this. You never knew that it would be so good. You never knew that it would take you like this. This is something new. And your breathing is deep and full and hot. You actually feel pleasure ridden. You feel used. You see the dominance in my eyes, in my stare, and in my slight smirk. I'm not actually touching you because we are both encapsulated in the latex rubber, and I grind you. Grind you and pin you down. And an abundance of pleasure waves. You feel me press in harder. I'm not stopping anytime soon. I just tell you. Good, rubber slave. Very good. I'm gonna take you now. I'm gonna take you now. You're gonna come with me. You're coming with me now. And that is how it ends for you. It leaves you.